Hare Krishna. Question. What is the standard for the use of the word Maharaj within our movement? Who can be called Maharaj? Answer. The word Maharaj refers etymologically to Rajate, one who presides, one who resplendently exists at the top. So, in the hierarchy, if we see in Varnashram, the Kshatriyas have opulence, power. The Brahmanas are the intellectual heads, the Kshatriyas are the administrative, political, diplomatic heads. They have financial power also. So they are considered to be the heads of society. So the Kshatriyas were called as, the Kshatriya kings were called as Maharajas. And similarly, that was from the Varna perspective, from the Ashram perspective, the Sannyasis are called as Maharajas. So now Prabhupada also explained that just as the kings control the outer territory, Sannyasis control the inner territory. They conquer the conquerors of the senses and mind. That's why they are called as Maharajas. So now if you see, the kings, almost all of them were Grihasthas. So even they were called as Maharajas. So within ISKCON, if we see, there are Sannyasis who are definitely called as Maharajas. But what about Grihasthas, especially if they are spiritual masters? So normally, a disciple refers to one's spiritual master as Guru Maharaj. So now this Guru Maharaj there are two terms which are used together to refer to one's spiritual master. So there is the word Maharaj in it, and he's a spiritual master who has conquered one's senses, Maharaj. So now the disciples, it depends on what one spiritual master wants, especially the spiritual master is a Grihastha, where the disciples may refer to their spiritual master as Prabhu, or they may refer to their spiritual master as Maharaj. So now, the general standard within our movement is that Sannyasis are referred to as Maharajas. So the disciples of other gurus do not necessarily have to refer to to a guru who is a Grihastha by the title Maharaj. That guru's disciples may refer by the word, say, so-and-so Maharaj, while talking about a although he may be a Grihastha. And that is the relationship between the disciple and the spiritual master. But in general, within the movement, it is Sannyasis who are referred to as Maharajas. And it should not be expected that as a necessary reference. Although some devotees may refer to the certain initiating gurus who are Grihasthas as Maharajas, that is not a necessary standard. That is not the standard, and that is not necessary. If somebody wants to do it with individual discretion, that is fine. But those who don't do it should not be seen as disrespectful. There are standards, and there are certain ways in which certain more respect may be offered in addition to the standards. And that is fine if somebody wants to offer that. But that is not necessary. That is not mandated. So the standard within the movement presently, it's not wrong to refer to Grihastha gurus also as Maharajas, but it is not necessary. So we see that Prabhupada, he usually gave the title of Swami or Goswami to his sannyasi disciples, and he said that when they're addressing them, we refer to them by Maharaj. So that is the standard within our movement. Thank you. Hare Krishna.